when I enacted for you a parable, indicating how you should be willing to serve one another. I said that I desire to give you a new commandment, and I will do this now as I am about to leave you. You well know the commandment, which directs that you love one another, that you love your neighbor even as yourself. But I am not wholly satisfied with even that sincere devotion on the part of my children. I would have you perform still greater acts of love in the kingdom of the believing brotherhood. And so I give you this new commandment, that you love one another even as I have loved you. And by this will all men know that you are my disciples if you thus love one another. When I give you this new commandment, I do not place any new burden upon your souls. Rather do I bring you new joy and make it possible for you to experience new pleasure in knowing the delights of the bestowal of your heart's affection upon your fellow men. I am about to experience the supreme joy, even though enduring outward sorrow, in the bestowal of my affection upon you and your fellow mortals. When I invite you to love one another, even as I have loved you, I hold up before you the supreme measure of true affection. For greater love can no man have than this, that he will lay down his life for his friends. And you are my friends. You will continue to be my friends if you are but willing to do what I have taught you. You have called me master, but I do not call you servants. If you will only love one another as I am loving you, you shall be my friends, and I will ever speak to you of that which the Father reveals to me. You have not merely chosen me, but I have also chosen you, and I have ordained you to go forth into the world to yield the fruit of loving service to your fellows, even as I have lived among you and revealed the Father to you. The Father and I will both work with you, and you shall experience the divine fullness of joy if you will only obey my command to love one another, even as I have loved you. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. I am the vine, and you are the branches. And the Father requires of me only that you shall bear much fruit. The vine is pruned only to increase the fruitfulness of its branches. Every branch coming out of me which bears no fruit, the Father will take away. Every branch which bears fruit, the Father will cleanse, that it may bear more fruit. Already are you clean through the word I have spoken, but you must continue to be clean. You must abide in me, and I in you. The branch will die if it is separated from the vine, as a branch cannot bear fruit except it abides in the vine. So neither can you yield the fruits of loving service, except you abide in me. Remember, I am the real vine, and you are the living branches. He who lives in me and I in him will bear much fruit of the Spirit and experience the supreme joy of yielding this spiritual harvest. If you will maintain this living spiritual connection with me, you will bear abundant fruit. If you abide in me and my words live in you, you will be able to commune freely with me. And then can my living Spirit so infuse you that you may ask whatever my Spirit wills, and do all this with the assurance that the Father will grant us our petition. Herein is the Father glorified, that the vine has many living branches, and that every branch bears much fruit. And when the world sees these fruit-bearing branches, my friends who love one another, even as I have loved them, all men will know that you are truly my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Live in my love, even as I live in the Father's love. If you do as I have taught you, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept the Father's word, and evermore abide in his love.